To a large extent, spiders spend their lives hunting for prey and reproducing. All spiders are predators, catching live prey. The prey capture methods of spiders are so varied that I wanted to tell you about some of the unusual ways that spiders capture their prey. First, spider hunting methods can be broken into a number of major categories. All of us are familiar with the gorgeous, almost perfect orb webs of spiders. Who hasn't admired an orb web covered in dew first thing in the morning? These orb webs are marvels of design and efficiency. They have silk that combines both incredible strength and awesome extensibility. The silk used in making orb webs is considered to be stronger than steel, but some silk can stretch over 200 times its length. Look at this black and yellow Argiope orb weaver catching a fly in her web. She's rapidly wrapping it up into a thick swath of silk. The fly itself may not need to be entombed, but imagine that it's a grasshopper with strong legs and heavy jaws that could kick or bite her. By wrapping it up, she protects herself. But only about 11% of all spiders use orb webs to capture their prey. There are many other kinds of prey capture webs that are used by spiders. Some spiders, like this agilinid or a grass spider, use sheet webs. The webs have knockdown threads that cause flying insects to fly into the knockdown threads, fall onto the web, and the spider comes running out of her retreat in response to the vibrations of the falling prey. Any time that you look at the web of a spider, consider it to be an extension of her sensory system. By building a web, the spider is able to respond to vibrations from the web to sense that prey may be many body lengths away from them. Even if the web itself is not sticky and doesn't catch the prey on its own, the web serves to alert the spider that prey is in the vicinity. By my count, only about 40% of all spider species rely on silken prey capture webs to entangle or trap their prey in some way. Many spider species simply sit in a prime spot, like say the center of a flower, and wait for something to come within their grasp. Other spiders are wandering or cursorial spiders that actively chase down their prey or encounter their prey as they're cruising around looking. Jumping and wolf spiders are good examples of this sort of spider. Needless to say, a wandering spider is not relying on a web to capture its prey. Let me tell you about a couple of my favorite spider methods of catching prey. For example, there's the spinning spiders, which is one of my personal favorites. The spinning spiders are six-eyed spiders, which is unusual. Remember that they normally have eight eyes and relatively weak jaws. But when prey walks by, they rear up and then very rapidly vibrate their fangs. Through the fangs comes a stream of glue that pins the prey onto the ground. Literally, it just flattens the prey and ties it down. Then the spider is able to walk up, bite it, paralyze it, then pull it out where it's entangled, and then wrap it up for eating. They spit very, very rapidly, and this is totally unique in the spider world. Okay, other spiders that are interesting. Another one of my favorites are the fishing spiders. The fishing spiders, or nursery web spiders, will go to the edge of the water, put the tips of their legs in the water, and then feel for vibrations at the water's surface. Probably they're not catching that many fish, but they're certainly catching many small arthropods, small crustaceans that are in the water. And then when they actually feel prey underneath them, they will leap up, dive down, grab the prey, and then pull it ashore. Fishing spiders are the spiders that you will sometimes see running across the surface of the water because they walk on water quite well. The ogre-faced or net-casting spider is a particularly appealing spider. These are relatively large spiders with large eyes. They're active at night and they build an amazing web. Think of it as a modified orb web. It is built much like an orb web using some of the same movements. Then they hold it, instead of attaching it to various plants around them. They hold it in their front four legs, hang upside down, and they have like a postage stamp sized web. And then as a moth flies by, they spread their legs open and grab it around the moth. So they're able to catch their prey very readily just by opening and using it as a net. These spiders are just amazing. During the day, they hang out in the vegetation looking much like debris, but at night, they're very aggressive and active hunters. Bolus spiders are spiders which come from an orb-weaving family, but have, again, modified the web so that instead of a lovely orb web, they have a single line of silk with a glob of glue at the end, which they hold in one arm and use, think of in terms of a lasso or a bolus, which is where they got the name. On this glob of glue, they have a pheromone, which mimics the pheromones of certain male moth species. Male moths are out cruising around at night looking for females. They smell this and they come in and they literally hit the glue that's on the spider's web coming in. What's particularly interesting is, well, of course, the spider grows. She starts small at the beginning of the summer and gets larger over the course of the summer. Well, the spiders catch different moth species that are first small and then larger by the end of the summer. An incredible way of catching prey. So, these are spiders that have particularly unusual or fancy ways of catching their prey. But any way that spiders catch their prey is often very interesting. They're very fast, they're very effective. After I've had a hard day, I often go to my office and feed my tarantulas crickets, and it gives me enormous pleasure.